Isaiah chapter 26. At that time, people will sing this song in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God himself has given us victory and has strengthened our walls. Open your gates so the righteous nation that keeps the faith may enter it. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is focused upon you because he trusts in you. So then God will keep us in peace if our mind is focused upon him. So this is what really Christianity is all about having a mind that is focused upon Jesus. That's what's so important. And it's focused as it was in the Old Testament, before the time of Jesus, it was focused upon God. This is the only way to peace, not wealth, not human strength. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God is everlasting strength. Because he has made drunk those who inhabit the lofty city, he's brought it down to the ground, casting it down to the dust, trampled by the feet of those who oppressed it. The path of the upright is even. O upright one, you make safe all those who are in the way of truth. So then, if we walk in God's way, and if we really put his principles first, our way of life is going to be absolutely stable. There's going to be an awful lot of stress and grief because we are to carry the cross of Jesus. But on the other hand, the path to the kingdom in another sense is straight. Because you know always that I'm going to decide this decision and make that decision in the light simply of my knowledge of God and the path to the kingdom. Yes, Lord, in the way of your judgments, we wait. Our soul's desire is to the things of your name and of your law. So then, that really is how it should be, that as Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Even although we are not righteous, we should really want to be righteous and really want to do the right thing. Now Isaiah, as it were, chips in, as he often does in these passages. My soul longs for you and searches for you in the night. Within me my spirit looks for you, because when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. So even in the middle of the night, perhaps he means in his deep subconscious as he sleeps, he desires the things of God, and this is how it should be. And in the end, that desire will be met by the return of Jesus to the earth. Show favour to the wicked, and they will still not learn righteousness. Even in a whole land filled with upright people, they will act perversely and will not perceive the majesty of Yahweh. And I think what that is saying is if you let the wicked into God's kingdom, it still would not be appropriate for them. They still wouldn't enjoy it. They wouldn't see the wonder of it all. And they would still do wickedness. And so really it is those who desperately want to be righteous who will be in God's kingdom. And they will love it. We want to be in the kingdom more than anything else in the world. And we will be there. As Paul says, all those who love his appearing will be there. But if you by grace, or maybe not grace, but just by kindness, let the wicked into God's kingdom, they wouldn't enjoy it. As he says, they will not learn righteousness, and they will still act wickedly, even if you let them into the land of uprightness. So that's why we've got to fill our mind with God's ways and to desire his ways more than anything else. Yahweh, your hand is lifted up, but they do not realize it. Yet so let the fire that is reserved for your enemies consume them. So even now, they see God's hand, you can see it in creation, and the wonder and beauty of it all, but people still resist it. Yahweh, you will decide to give peace to us, your children, because you have indeed accomplished your intentions for us. So then, God will give us peace with him, he'll give us relationship with him, if that's what we really want, and that is what we want. So it's not a case of being perfect, it's not a case of not sinning, because we, like Paul, I'm afraid we will continue sinning in some ways until the day we die or Jesus comes back. But if we desire peace with God and we desire righteousness, then the kingdom is for us. O Yahweh, our God, other masters apart from you have ruled over us, but through you alone do we acknowledge your name. They are dead, they shall not live, and they will not rise again. They have been punished and destroyed. You have made all their memory to perish. So that shows quite clearly that death is unconsciousness. There is no immortal soul. There is no eternal punishment in fire, as some people would like to imagine hell. All this is not the case. They are dead. They shall not live. They will not be resurrected. Very, very clear. But for us, you have enlarged the nation. You have enlarged the nation and glorified the honour of your name. Yahweh, they came to you in distress. They poured out their secret prayers before you when you were afflicting them. Just as a pregnant woman is in great pain during her labour when she's about to give birth, so were we before you, O Yahweh. We were consumed by pain, but we gave birth only to wind. So then I think what it's saying is that Israel went through much suffering, and yet it was, as it were, in vain. They didn't actually bring forth anything from it, and that's a tragedy. Some people suffered a huge amount of things, but apparently in vain. But your dead men will live. Their bodies will arise. Those who live on the dust will wake up and shout for joy. For your dew is like the dew of the dawn, and the earth will cast forth her dead. So then, the hope in the end of the righteous is the resurrection of the body. This is very clear all through the Bible. We don't go to heaven nor hell in the sense of a place of fire and punishment when we die. We're unconscious. Hell is the grave until the resurrection on the day of judgment. And the great hope is that our dead bodies will arise and we shall shout for joy. Come, my people, enter into your rooms. Close the doors behind you. Hide yourself but for a little moment until this indignation has passed by. For see, Yahweh is coming from his place to punish the inhabitants of the land for their sins. The earth will reveal the blood that was shed upon it and will not conceal those slain in it. So then, it seems that that could mean that in the last days there will come a great tribulation, a great time of trouble. And yet, God's people will be somehow preserved from it, just as happened in the time of the plagues on Egypt. The first plagues on Egypt, Egypt also experienced, but after that, God preserved them from them.